And straight on the line, have again Dermot Murphy from the DePaul Service. Sorry about the gremlins out there this morning, Dermot. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, all. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I was asking about the services, the DePaul Services. Tell us a little bit of background to them.
Yeah, as I was saying, DePaul is a charity that works for homeless people across various groups, from families to young people who are coming through care and into homelessness. And we provide a number of different residential accommodations as well as community-based supports for families and singles who have moved out of homelessness. And we've been in Ireland for a number of years now, since 2002.
Okay. I'd say when it was starting off, you were sort of maybe saying you're three ways up the mountain, now we have to just extra climb at the cold face and we should be there. And 10 years later, you must be sort of horrified to see the way things have gone.
Well, we're quite concerned. Obviously, I think we would have seen figures come out last week where families have increased within homeless to over 900 families now presenting in homeless services and staying in hotel type accommodation with over 1,800 children as part of that. You know, we would be very, very concerned to see those numbers increase in such a manner. I think it's up 24% since December of last year, and we obviously are calling for the government to follow through on the Oireachtas report findings that suggested that 50,000 social housing units should be built over the next 5 years. We do welcome the recent news with regards to the homeless assistance payment as well as the rent allowance payment being increased. We do believe that is going to have a positive effect on homelessness, so we welcome the government's interjection on that one in recent days.
But without any sort of rent structure, with the rent increases legislation, as I said, there's no proper rent structure out there. So I enjoy your optimism about the rent increases helping.
Yeah, I think the reality of it is there is more to do, but we've took another step up that mountain, I think, as you called it, as you were saying there. I think the fact is that there are a number of things that need to happen. There is the increase in availability that needs to happen, and that will only happen with building. There was the need to consider where rents were at. There was obviously the issue that rents had reached a point where they were at a high equivalent to what it was like back at the height of the market. So the response last week does provide some amelioration to that, so we do think it's a step in the right direction. But your point's well taken with regards to, you know, a system for managing rents. We do believe that the work that was done by the government last year to look at rent certainty has helped, although we believe there's more to do in that area as well. And obviously tenure security for those people who are in accommodations, try and stem that flow into homelessness.
I'm sure you must remember, I mean, I think it's nearly exactly 10 years ago when it was stated by the government at the time rather boldly that, and because I remember talking to Threshold at the time, that homelessness would be obliterated, decimated within 2 or 3 years. As I say, now that's 10 years ago and it's actually gotten worse. So it's hard to, or it's easy to understand, I should say, people being very sceptical because everything seems to be put on the long finger. There's always commissions, there's set up investigation teams and that, and the people that need it, they need it now. And housing takes time.
Absolutely. I think both DePaul and other services within the sector are working with the statutory partners to try and ensure as many people as possible aren't suffering from having no accommodation. But, as you say, building houses takes time. The government have committed to increasing the number of social housing stock, which is important. We do appreciate those commitments, but as you say, we do need to see the follow through on it, and we are calling on the government to follow through on those commitments as well as follow through on the various points that were made in the Oireachtas report on homelessness recently published.
And there's a lot of talk about boarded up houses and all that sort of thing, and the houses they were building out in, I think it was in Ballymun and other areas. And even up to yesterday, I think the minister was talking about building 57 houses. But as I say, a lot of people are saying it's just talk, 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 and nothing is happening. Does that not frustrate agencies like yourselves?
Well, I think, you know, that DePaul have an approach that believes in partnership, our statutory and partners, as well as our other community and voluntary partners, are so important to this. I think the reality of it is there is more needed to be done, but we have seen the recent introduction of rapid build units, and there are 22 of them in Ballymun at the moment that are open and working with families, and we think that that is one part of the solution to increase that stock, which I know there has been a commitment to. But I think the point is well taken, though, that you know, the reality is, you know, building accommodation is a slow process, so you do need to look at the other options available as well.
Okay.
You know, the whole idea of that rent increase is one part of it. It's a small part of it if you don't have the stock, but it does make people who are coming towards homeless services more competitive in a market, in a rental market, just so that they have more cash available to be able to rent.
And of course, as I said at the beginning, of 2002 when you started up, the profile of people on the streets at that time, I doubt if there was any children at all, and it wasn't complete families, it was always individual. I could be mistaken there, but would that be true to say of the profile?
Yeah, I think the reality of it is that the profile has changed. We're seeing a significant number of families moving into homelessness on a monthly and quarterly basis. It should be acknowledged that those people you're talking about still exist in homelessness. You know, we still have individuals. We still have men and women with complex needs coming into homelessness and living in homeless accommodation. And they still have a requirement for avenues out of homelessness, just as the families do.
Okay, well, as I said, you sound very optimistic about the future. Do you remain so?
Well, we're optimistic that if the government deliver on the proposals that were in the office report, that we can see a change in the current crisis we face into with the number of homeless families. But we are calling on the government to deliver on those recommendations. Without a delivery on those recommendations, that we will continue to see an influx of families into homelessness.
Okay, I know it's something that it's not on the agenda to just say, but just to mention, because it is a charity, and just to talk, I'm sure every charity in the country today, I don't really want to talk about it as such, but I just wanted to comment, and all the charities must be feeling rather nervous now from the reaction and the backlash from the public from the recent scandal.
Well, with regard to that, the Paul's position is, you know, if you go to our website, we're very fiscally responsible with the money that we receive. Our audited accounts are on our website, as is all the facts and figures about how we spend our money. We absolutely believe that every contribution we get is a valued contribution that should go towards the support of our service users, and the vast significant amount of that goes to the frontline work we do, and we stand over that.
Okay, that's absolutely great, and I think that should be along the lines of every charity that's out there as well. So, anything to our listeners now, if people want to donate or help in any way with the DePaul, what should they do?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to donate with DePaul, they can come straight through to our website. It's www.depaulcharity.net. Long-winded, but I promise if you get there, it's a website very worthwhile looking at anyway, and it'll give you a good sense of the work that Paul does, and it'll give you a good sense of our expectations for the future for service users that come to us.
Okay, Dermot, I know you're a busy man, so thank you very much for giving your time to Near FM this morning. Thank you very much, and good luck in the future.
Problem.
And hope that climb gets less deep as you're going along. And I'm glad to see you're
Absolutely.
Optimistic about it. Thank you very much, Dermot.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Dermot Murphy, the DePaul Services Manager there. And Yeah, steep climb. And as I say, that it seems to be getting harder as it goes along. I obviously think of all the agencies there and how hard it is, and they never thought it would get this way. Whether it was 10 or 12, 15, some of them going 30 years. I'm sure they thought that they would have been out of business by now, but there you go.